indeed, the Word of God.
We get out of self and get into what the Lord wants us to do, then it will be in the Lord's will and not will. Now I know why Jesus prayed, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done." Not your will, but his will. When we get out of our will, because our will never look like his will, and his will is all-knowing, because our will is temporal. And because our will is temporal, our stuff will change, but his stuff will not. And because if we stay linked to the one who won't change, because our stuff will change, we sometimes say we baptized born-again believer, and I'm not going to change. But soon as trouble comes, we find out just exactly who we are. When our health condition get into a bad situation, we find out who we are. But Jesus said, my will won't change. If sickness come upon you, I have the power to control sickness. If death even hit you, I have the power to restore you. If anything happened to you in your life, as long as it linked up to my will, everything will be all right, because it's all in the Lord's hand. My brothers and sisters, Antioch at this point in our text, Israelites were at the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army was approaching. And the children of Israel had forgotten about all the things that God had done. Every now and then, we forget what God has done in our life. He brought you out of shotgun houses, put you in houses that you thought you'd never live in, cars you're driving today that you never thought you'd own. We forget where we came from. Here were the children of Israel. They forgot about all of the things that God had done for them. Ashland 10 plagues, how the Lord was showing them, I'm the way maker. How the Egyptians thought that they had this thing under control, but they didn't know that we had a God who is in control of all things. And when you know the God who is in control of all things, nothing can stop you from doing what God have in store. So they had forgotten about what God had done in their life. And yet they were in a moment of panic. Look at what it says in verse 10, 14:10. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptian marched after them. So they were very afraid. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. After everything they had seen God do, they panicked. Have that ever happened to you? God gives us an assignment and we panic and we don't know how it's going to be done. And so we talk ourselves out of a blessing because of fear. God did not give us a spirit of, but power, love. And when your mind ain't sound, you panic. Because you don't know the outcome. Can I suggest to you, God knows the outcome? And if he said do it, he said I've already made a provision for it, because he is our way maker. And when we stop looking at what the circumstances may look like and start focusing on what God said he will do, then God says, I can do exceedingly abundantly above more than you can ask or think. Our mind get us in so much trouble that we ruin the blessing that God has for us. How many blessings have you lost? Because your mind caused you to panic. And you stopped believing what God said. My brothers and sisters, they saw Pharaoh's army coming. And the Red Sea was before them. And no way for them to escape. And they did not know which way to turn. So they panicked. They panicked because they forgot something. They forgot about who brought them out. My brothers and sisters, there's a danger of walking by sight and not by faith. There is a danger of walking by sight and not by faith. Pastor, I don't see it. You ain't supposed to see it. You simply supposed to believe it. There's a danger of walking by sight. I don't think we can do it. The Lord didn't tell you to do it. He said, I need you to walk by faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, is the evidence of things. You ain't gonna see what God is up to, because God is a spirit and he does stuff in a spiritual realm. And then once it is done in the spiritual realm, it is transformed into the physical realm. It was nothing existed before God, before God spoke it. It was invisible, Dwayne. But when God spoke it, that which was invisible became visible. My brothers and sisters, God is still moving us in the direction he desires for us to go. And when we begin to say we can't do it, it will sometimes alter what God can do. You do know you can ruin your blessing, because you have a perfect will. And all you have to do is start doubting and stop believing. And God will say, I'm just going to wait on you until you come around to what I told you to do. Wait a minute. Did I not say that the children of Israel could have been in the promised land in 6 days? And because they doubted, the boy, they complained, they criticized the leader, they stumbled and they mumbled, and they 40 years. Because they panicked. Because they couldn't see what God was doing. My brothers and sisters, they took their eyes off of God and they panicked. They had seen what God can do. And they said, my brothers and sisters, after that they panicked. They just panicked. Let's look at verse 12, where it states they were better off where they were in Egypt. Let's just stay where we are, Sister Cotton. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with what we got. We just, everything is nice and comfortable. Hey, but God says, I need you to get something better. We were better off where we were in Egypt. In other words, they were saying to Moses, we should have stayed in Egypt. Now, they had cried out to God, got out of slavery, and when God brought them out, they wanted to go back into slavery. I ain't never seen a person want to go back into hardship. But if God is saying, I'm bringing you out of something, why would you want to go back into it? Here was God in the process of giving them something new, which had been in Cana, the promised land, and they wanted to go back to something that was old, which was in Egypt. God says, I ain't talking about old stuff. I'm talking about new stuff. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth and a new Jerusalem and a new you too. God ain't concerned about your old stuff. Your old stuff is what condemned you. Jesus came and gave you something new. Your old stuff was under the law. Jesus came and gave you grace and mercy. Now we see the salvation of the Lord in verses 13 and 14. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptian whom you shall see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. Moses pointed to the people. Moses pointed to the people and was showing them the way that God was directing them. And what God was doing is that he was leading them in a way. Now, Moses was a little concerned because the people wanted to go back, and that bothered Moses. And every now and then, pastors, we're told we need to hold our anger too. You know why? Because we're human. But I don't care how good you are, you are human and you have a temper as well. Because a godly leader will do whatever it takes to accomplish the objective that God has mandated. And this is to point the people to the salvation of God. If we as a church go through a difficult time, my number one priority as a pastor is to point us towards Jesus Christ. And this will remind us that he will, if we trust him, he will guide us through any situation we encounter. If there were ever a people who should have known who their way maker was, it should have been the children of Israel. For they were a chosen people who had witnessed how God with a mighty hand defeated and conquered a nation. And God left an example for the world to follow. He left us also this word so that we may be called the children of God. And it was not by coincidence that Pharaoh's heart was hardened, but it was God creating a pathway by which he would control the narrative and free his people. When we are in God's hand, he can open doors that no man can close, and he can close those doors that no man can open. The children of Israel had forgotten that God was able to deliver them. So Moses said, "Stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. These Egyptians you see today, you will never see again." My brothers and sisters, God will do the fighting for you. All you must do is place yourself in his hand. And verse 15 through 18 says, we see the people made a leap of faith, a leap of faith. The same people who were in a panic earlier were now faced with a decision: either be destroyed or take a leap of faith and place themselves in the Lord's hand. My brothers and sisters, I personally believe that if I did not daily place myself in the Lord's hand, I would not make it through the daily pressures and troubles of life. It is a leap of faith, Brother Shepherd, that brings you and me life and victory. And I do not panic. Do not panic when trouble comes, but we should all do what Moses told us to do. When difficult times come, stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Take that leap of faith and trust Jesus Christ as Savior and make him Lord of your life. He is a way maker because it's all in the Lord's hand. The doors of the church open.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.